All right, welcome back.
It's June 3rd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, that's bollocks, plain and simple. Deschamps can say Mbappe's in peak form all he wants. We all know that man's still seething that PSG lifted the Champions League twice while he was sat on Real's bench nursing that hamstring.
I mean, if you ask me, he's going to deliberately hold back for the first couple group games just to stick it to all the PSG fans that called him a traitor. That tracks, right?
Wait, hold up. That's such a reach. Deschamps explicitly said he's been in regular contact with him. Mbappe's fully locked in on France duty. Come on. The guy scored 7 in his last 8 caps. You can't just brush that off like it's nothing.
Oh, spare me the stats. I've seen this movie before. Guy throws a strop every time his club drama blows up, drags that whole petty energy right into international duty. Remember 2022? We spent 3 full episodes ranting about how he was moping through the entire group stage before he finally bothered turning up. Mate, you can't pretend that never happened.
You're seriously telling me a player that's got a World Cup golden boot and a final hat trick is going to let club drama derail a third tournament? Come on, that's ridiculous. Also, reports out of China, the latest drops earlier today, said Mbappe has been leading extra training sessions with the young France wingers ever since he got to camp.
Extra training, my arse. He's probably just showing off his new Real Madrid tattoo to the lads. And don't cite random reports at me. I know half your so-called insider tips come from that bloke you claim is a source at Carrington, who's actually just the guy who restocks the vending machine outside the academy, right?
Hang on, he's a legitimate source. Anyway, back to Deschamps' presser. The only real concern coming out of that is Saliba, right? They're managing his minutes after the Champions League final, but he's fit to play if needed. And come on, it's one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone for updates. That makes the Saliba call even bigger.
Fair. Saliba's massive for them. No argument there. But if they're still tiptoeing around their starters this close to the World Cup? That's like leaving your match boots in your kit bag all week and expecting them to be perfectly broken in for a cup final on Saturday. Total recipe for disaster. They're going to be rusty as hell when they face Norway in the group.
The underlying numbers say they've got the deepest squad in the whole tournament. They can afford to rest guys for the friendlies. You're just being pessimistic because you've got 50 quid on France crashing out in the group stage. Admit it.
Pessimistic my arse. I'll double that 50 right now if Mbappe scores less than 2 goals in the group stage. You in? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.